The subject of our lecture is karma, dharma, self-mastery, and soul freedom. Karma is not something we can simply define with the usual biblical references that are used to explain karma. As a man soweth, that shall he also reap. The law of cause and effect. It is more than this. It is the entire flow of energy throughout a cosmos. It is the movement of energy over the figure eight pattern. It is the balance of the cloven tongues of fire of the Holy Spirit. Karma is the cause of the ray in manifestation. Karma is the indomitable law of God that is outworking, outpicturing itself. It is set in motion. It continues to be in motion. It is God's energy in motion. All that we are is karma, and the more that we understand of ourselves, our life, the more we realize that everything that we are is the result of everything that we have ever been. And to contemplate this fact is almost to suddenly feel oneself a prisoner of unseen causes. And so there is the tendency to rebel against one's karma. But one's karma is one's self. We cannot change the past, they say. We can change the future. Saint Germain has showed us that we can change the past. And that is the great gift of the violet flame. The violet flame of transmutation is the means whereby you can take an eraser and erase the past. It is the only way to be free from past causes and present effects unpleasant from the past. There is a science of the spoken word which the masters teach, whereby we can ride the crest of the wave of karma to our victory. We can ride that crest, or we can be overcome by that wave. This summer I was surfing in Hawaii, and I found myself on top of the wave and under the wave at various times. And I know well the feeling of the wave of energy of karma. To ride the crest even of a difficult karma to victory is a great sense, an exhilarating sense of life becoming life. You can feel the mounting pressures of past conflict. You can feel them cycling into your life, and you need not be inundated by them. You can fulfill them. You can ride them. You can have the action of the spirit that enables you to ride the crest of the wave of world karma. In other words, you can be a master of your fate, of your cycle, of your destiny, of your numbers, whatever those numbers are, and of your dates. But you need to have the wisdom of the mother, which is also the wisdom of the magi. The three magi who came because they understood a cosmic astrology. And it is not an astrology that we teach today or that we know today in the world. It is an inner astrology of the white fire core whereby we can clock the cycles of our karma, cause and effect, energy and motion in the four lower bodies, and whereby we can also clock our dharma. And our dharma is our duty to be ourselves, our real self. It is a duty to fulfill one's reason for being. One's reason for being is a nucleus of fire. It is an inner blueprint, and it is itself a cosmic clock which ticks off. It ticks right off our divine destiny, our fiery destiny. We've all had that feeling in life where we feel that we're right on. We've taken the wave exactly at the moment. We're standing on our surfboard and we are in command. And we've all had that feeling of missing that wave. We haven't quite made the wave of our inner cosmic clock, and it goes on ahead of us. As Francis Bacon said, in the words of Shakespeare, the tide in the affairs of men, when taken at its crest, leads on to victory. Riding the cycles of a cosmos is the challenge of the path of initiation. It is a challenge of self-mastery. It is the reason for self-mastery, and it leads to soul freedom. The ascended masters have given us much insight into self-mastery. In all of their writings and their dictations and their books and the Keepers of the Flame lessons, pearls of wisdom that date back to 1958. We cannot expect to be able to tumble out in one lecture all of these many fine points of the law. There is a reason for the words line upon line, precept upon precept. It is because the outpicturing of cosmic law is the grand mosaic of life, and each day we are placing the pieces of this mosaic for the completion of the whole. So being a devotee of the ascended masters is studying to show thyself approved unto God, a workman rightly dividing the word of truth, the admonishment of Paul to Timothy, study to show thyself approved. Studying the teachings of the masters, we extract a tremendous reservoir of disciplines. And that is what it means to be a disciple. It means that we must be disciplined, not from without, but from within. And when we are sufficiently self-disciplined from within, we magnetize the discipline of the great gurus, the ascended masters. Mother Mary has given to us a cosmic clock for the charting of the cycles of our own self-discipline. The amazing thing about karma, about law, and about cosmic energy is that the more we attain, the more we find that we are subject to a mathematical formula that is so vast as to govern every area of our life, waking and sleeping. At first glimpse, this mathematical formula seems confining. At the second glimpse, we realize that it is the opportunity for the soul to take flight out of time and space and to become the infinite one. Meshing our consciousness with the mathematics of a cosmos is this challenge of initiation, is this riding of the crest. It demands the listening grace of Mother Mary, listening with the inner ear to the commands of conscience, a conscience not programmed by society, but a conscience that comes from within the soul, from its divine origins. Listening for the command, responding with alacrity, responding with the swiftness of the wings of an eagle. Obeying the inner clock, we find that we are at the right point in time and space at all times. And the right point is always the nexus of the cross of white fire where the lines of Alpha and Omega meet. If we can learn something more about the science of our own peculiar astrology, we can enhance our right useness, our righteousness in the law, being in the right time, in the right place. So let us examine the cosmic clock beginning from the white fire core of our own I Am presence and see how the cycles of energy flow from the I Am that I Am into time and space. This is simply the circle of infinity, which is you. It is the wholeness of your cosmic consciousness. It is the wholeness of God. And this wholeness, not being expressed as wholeness in time and space, is fragmented so that we can partake of the grace of wholeness. The beginning of the fragmentation is the creation of cloven tongues of fire of the Father, Mother, God of Alpha and Omega. And so the one undivided whole becomes the duality of the Tai Chi. And you will notice the thrust of fire as the white flame, the impetus of spirit flowing from what would be the 12 o'clock line, becomes the fire of Mater, the blue. And we see that these two flames, in rotation, forming the circle of infinity, moving beyond the speed of light, whirling, create the negative and positive polarity of a cosmos, and all of life hangs upon the frequencies of father, mother, of the plus and the minus. The spirit is the thrust of the positive, and the matter is the return of the negative. So you have the positive fling and the negative fling of life. These then are the action of the Father, Mother, God. And if you will visualize on this circle the motion of the clockwise direction, energy moving from 12 o'clock noon to 3 in the afternoon to 6 to 9 and back again. That is a clockwise circle. It moves with the hands of the clock. That is the way creation comes forth. Creation comes forth as the thrust of Alpha's energy and the return of Omega. On this hangs all of life. When you get the feel for this motion of the Father, Mother, God, you sense the balanced scales of Libra, of cosmic justice, of your own inner karma, of night and day, of the movement of the planets, the cycles of the solar systems, the galaxies moving around the central sun, the flow of energy to your heart chakra from your I Am presence moves in spirals, always clockwise spirals, moving energy from the source unto their fulfillment. That movement of energy itself is karma. We have to broaden our sense of karma as the yin and yang of the flow of a cosmos, and we have to become a part of this movement of the Tai Chi. Your cosmic clock comes forth out of this movement. Out of the two, then, of the yin and the yang, come forth the four. And we find that spirit and matter become the four quadrants of consciousness. The four planes of existence exist in the sphere of spirit and in the sphere of matter. If we put these spheres alongside of one another, we have a figure eight pattern. The top figure will have the four, and the bottom figure will have the four. We see that there is the white, the yellow, the pink, and the blue. The white denotes the sacred fire that we associate with a plane of consciousness that is called the etheric plane. It is the plane of the memory of God. It is the plane of fire. It is the plane of your own etheric body. The etheric body contains the blueprint of you. The etheric body is the plane of the memory of God. It is the plane of fire. It is the body that envelops the soul. It is the habitation of the soul, and it associates with the quality of fire. It associates with a plane of consciousness. As we think of the four lower bodies of the individual or of a planet, the etheric plane is the highest plane of consciousness. It is the plane where the ascended masters have their retreats. It is the plane where there are etheric cities, golden age cities, cities of light. Only the most advanced evolutions from among mankind can reach the etheric cities. These cities are reached while you sleep at night, when your soul journeys in the etheric body to the etheric plane, and they are reached between incarnations, but only by those souls who have enough momentum of light within their chakras to carry them to that plane. 9/10 of the population never make it beyond what is called the astral plane or the emotional plane. This plane corresponds with the water element. It also corresponds with a pink fire of love. It is that energy which mankind most easily misqualify, and because they misqualify it, they must remain in it. We see that from the etheric plane, from the white light of the Christ, proceeds the entire manifestation of the three lower bodies, the mental body which corresponds to the air, the emotional body which corresponds to water, and the physical body which corresponds to earth. These terms are the terms of the ancient alchemists, fire, air, water, and earth. In modern terminology, the chemist, the physicist would find these obsolete. That is because they are thinking of them in terms of the alchemist's division of matter into four parts. And of course, now the atom itself has been dissected into many, many parts. As many as 33 particles have been found even in the nucleus of an atom. But this is not what the alchemist had reference to. The alchemist was defining frequencies, planes of consciousness, dividing north, south, east, and west, the four sides of the city four square, the four sides of the pyramid of life, and the four lower bodies of man. Alchemists were initiates of the Great White Brotherhood, but they did not allow their initiations to be known. The four quadrants of Mater give us keys to self-mastery and key to the flow of energy. Our seven chakras relate to these four quadrants. Each of the chakras are for the release of a certain energy of God's consciousness at a certain plane. We need to get used to dealing with these terms as a way of experiencing God and as a way of perceiving God. We need to use them to relate to outer coordinates of the actual substance of fire, air, water, and earth. And we need to use our experience with these outer manifestations to relate to inner experience in the inner manifestation. Therefore, we need to take physical fire and let it relate in our subconscious to spiritual fire, to the spiritual matrix of fire, to sacred fire. We need to feel the physical fire being translated. And when this translation occurs, we move from the sphere of matter to the sphere of spirit. In the same way, we speak of air, air relating to the mind, the airy quality of thought that moves as the wind. We speak of the Holy Spirit as the wind that bloweth where it listeth. And so we go from our experience in air and in the wind and make the translation of God as a spirit moving as the spirit of the air. And then with our inner senses of the soul, we begin to experience a new dimension, a new vibration of God corresponding to that air element. We have experience in water. We touch water. It is substance that flows. It needs a matrix to have form. And so we begin to talk about the flow of the mother, because the mother dominates the sea, is symbolized in the sea and the great power of the movement of waters. And so from our experience of the joy and the movement of water, we come to know God as his feelings flow in the realm of spirit. And this is how we can use nature as a point of meditation, as a takeoff point, whereby our soul flips, as it were, into the dimension of spirit. And finally, the earth element itself gives us a sense of the bedrock of reality, of the highest focus of God in the great central sun, of an earth that is not an earth that we hold in our hands, but an earth that is the solidness of the consciousness of God. Now then, coming to experience the patterns of these four, we relate them to the four aspects of God which we define as Father, as Son, as Mother, and as Holy Spirit. Now we understand the meaning of God, Father, as fire, as the fiery dispensations of the law, and the fiery discipline of the law, and the cracking of the whip of cosmic consciousness. And then we understand the meaning of Son, the Word being the communication of the Father, the Logos, the understanding, the wisdom. And we remember the mind of Christ, whose parables taught us the meaning of the inner Logos. And so the flaming sun consciousness of our own Christ self, we now relate to mind, and mind to the element of air. And so with the fingers of the mind, we begin to touch and to move, and to feel, and then to become, because we have felt. Mother then is the great love, the love of water and the movement of water, and out of water is all life, and out of the womb of the mother is all life. This is what we know we must ensoul in our emotional body. And so we experience God as Mother in every feeling that is pure. And finally, God as Holy Spirit is the fusion of Father and Mother and Son, the fusion of the light of cosmic consciousness for action. The infilling of the temple with a breath of life. If you have ever watched a child being born, and you have seen how this form that is white begins to turn pink from the heart out as it is infused with the breath of life and the threefold flame is ignited by the Holy Spirit, you have experienced the wonder of this Holy Spirit, and you see how the Holy Spirit infuses all of matter with life. And so you get to have the understanding of the meaning of matter, of the physical, and of God as Holy Spirit. All the while remembering that energy is movement, energy is cycling in this clockwise direction, moving and continuing to move so that nothing is remaining static, but the turning of the wheel of the law is Father becoming Son, Son becoming Mother, Mother becoming Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit becoming Father. And this movement faster than the speed of light is the whirling of cosmic consciousness. We think of God the same yesterday and forever. That which is the same are the coordinates of reality. But the God which we know, the God that is a consuming fire, is a God that is continually transcending himself as the cosmos is continually expanding. This God which is experiencing himself as you in this moment is expanding his own self-awareness in you, and you are increasing your awareness of selfhood as Father, Mother, Son, and Holy Spirit. These quadrants form the cosmic cross of white fire which you are, upon which all of your karma hangs, in which your dharma is fulfilled. It is the cosmic cross of white fire. It is energy in motion, continually in motion. And so fire becomes air. Air becomes water. Water becomes earth. Now, if you can just contemplate the thought, it defies human reason. Can you imagine fire suddenly becoming air? Air suddenly becoming water? Water suddenly becoming earth? Yet in God's consciousness, the perpetual motion of the elements is this life becoming life, life with a motivating principle of expansion. Why creation? So that God can expand the awareness of self in the creation. And then God draws the creation back to himself, assimilates the creation, and again begins another round, another manvantara. We see then that the four again are moved, and there are a continual motion of life becoming life. We speak of God the Father as an impersonal impersonality, of God the Son as an impersonal personality. These terms have very definite meaning in alchemy. Saint Germain introduced them in Book One, Studies in Alchemy. Mother is the personal personality, and Holy Spirit is the personal impersonality. When we can experience and be these aspects of God, we know him in a wholeness that we have not known before. What is an impersonal impersonality? It is a law. It is a principle. It is a spirit. That is why it is written, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But we need not leave God as a spirit, as an impersonal impersonality, for he did not leave himself as such. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The only way you can behold an impersonal God is if he will personify an aspect of himself. And so in the Christed Ones, in Sons and Daughters of God, we have revealed a personality that is yet impersonal. The Christ, a personality, a figure, someone we can know, yet who is impersonal to the extent that he dispenses the laws of a cosmos equally among the multitudes, among his followers. He teaches the law. He does not enter in to human relationships or family ties. He remains the teacher. impersonal yet personal. Then God enters the heart of the mother in matter, and we experience God as mother, the most personal person we will ever know, the most intimate relationship we will ever have, the mother and the child. So we get to know God in the nearest, dearest sense of that present, that ever-present mother, that flame of love omnipresent, very personal. The face we can always see is the face of our mother. And then at the line of the Holy Spirit, the mother becomes a personal impersonality. Just the reverse of the impersonal personality. And the reverse comes as a matter of frequency, as a matter of vibration. The Holy Spirit is a very present, yet unseen help. It is the Comforter who comes when the Avatar ascends, who teaches us all things. We can almost touch the Holy Spirit, yet not quite. We converse with the Holy Spirit. We feel that presence in each breath we take, and yet it is the unseen one. It is the personal impersonality. When we meditate upon these words, we have a closer contact with God and a greater ability to define our own inner clock. And so the corresponding four planes in your four lower bodies, the four lower bodies of the Earth, or Mars, or Venus, or Jupiter, all are on the same principle of life becoming life according to the four quadrants of being. Now we see the trinity of manifestation in each quadrant. The threefold flame of life burns within each of the four lower bodies, in every side of the pyramid of life. In each aspect of God, the Trinity is fulfilled. The blue ray of the Father, the yellow of the Son, and the pink of the Holy Spirit. These are the masculine aspects, and they are made real in the flame of the Mother. And the flame of the Mother is always the white fire core of being, the white chakra, the white light of purity, which ignites, gives meaning to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is the Mother who teaches us what the Father is. It is the Mother who gives birth to the Son. It is the Mother who is the bride of the Holy Spirit. So by the addition of the feminine principle, the masculine is quickened in matter, and we see God face to face. Now we come to the action of the 12 planes of God's consciousness. The 12 hierarchies of the sun are hierarchies of cosmic beings who ensoul facets of God's consciousness. God is this central fire, which we call the great central sun of a cosmos. From out that white fire core comes every aspect of cosmic consciousness. That consciousness must needs be translated step by step to lesser evolutions. The first ring of translators or cosmic transformers are the 12 hierarchies of the sun. They have their inner name, which they have not revealed because there is such power in the name. To contact them, we use the name of God, I am that I am, and we salute them as the hierarchies of Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius. And that is the order of their release of God's consciousness. All origins and the beginning of cycles begin in Capricorn, and they cycle through the etheric body under the first three hierarchies, Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces. Mankind are not aware of the emanations of the etheric plane because they are at the level of the sacred fire. And so the first moment that they become aware of God's frequencies cycling for manifestation is under the hierarchy of Aries, and this is why worldly astrologers place Aries as the first house, but nevertheless, it figures as the fourth in the cycling from the center of God consciousness. Aries, Taurus, and Gemini release the attributes of God in the plane of the mind. Cancer, Leo, and Virgo release the attributes of God in the plane of the feelings, in the water quadrant. The hierarchies of Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius release the consciousness of God for precipitation of the Holy Spirit in the earth plane.